No matter how old we are, you know, you're walking down an unknown path and possibly in darkness, it's dangerous and frightening. Now, I can stand up here and talk to you guys. My wife couldn't do it. She's petrified of talking and publicly. It doesn't bother me. I could stand up and speak to 10,000 people and I get excited. It G's me up. I like it. But I'll tell you now, I can't sleep in the dark. I do not like sleeping in the dark. There has to be a light on somewhere. Now, I've got three small kids, so I do it for them, obviously, you know, and that makes me feel better as a man. But yeah, you know, it's the darkness can be frightening. You know, when we don't know the path, it's easy to feel that you're blind and lost and helpless. And the darkness and that lost and that blind feeling can distort your world around you. And it, apparently, if you go into a pitch dark room, you have a very hard, even if you can see it when it's lit, we took all the lights out here. I know that there's a walkway there, I know that there's nothing here. You start bumping into things, your mind distorts things very quickly. If we don't read the Bible, we can find ourselves in spiritual darkness. So we can find ourselves in that distorted world where nothing is quite where we think it is, and where things are smaller or bigger or out of place. And so the Bible is also a guide. It's this letter from God, it's an encouragement, but it's also a guide. It's here to guide you and lead you and to remove that spiritual darkness, which can be absolutely crippling. It's very easy to forget today that we're these spiritual creatures, that we were meant to walk and talk with God in the garden. That's what we were built for. Remember in C 101, we spoke about being in this broken world. That's why, you know, sort of bad things are happening and we have no control over them, because we're not where we're supposed to be. We were meant to walk and talk with God in the garden. And we're out of that now, and we're in this spiritual darkness for many. And this Bible is a guide. It's a light to light our path. It's a light to lead us forward. And it's a light to help us move forward with confidence, to move forward with joy, to move forward with excitement. When times can seem perilous and scary, it's here to fill you full of excitement and joy and to light your path. You see, one of the great things about the Bible is it's full of truth. And I'm trying to think of another book that I've ever read in my life, and I love reading books that was full of truth. And I can't really think of anything, to be honest, but the Bible is full of truth. This is this wonderful thing about the Bible. And it's God's truth. It's God's truth speaking directly to us on a personal basis. It's God guiding us. And He's not misleading us in any way. There's nothing misleading in the Bible. You follow the Bible, you are not going to go wrong. You don't follow the Bible, it's quite quick to go wrong. But this is a book of truth. A poet wrote centuries ago in one of the Psalms of Israel, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." And that's what God's word is. It's a light. It's a guide. It's drawing us forward and it's drawing us onwards through the darkness. Traveling can be dangerous, we know that. I mean, you just have to drive along the roadsides here and you'll see bunches of flowers tied to lampposts. You know that someone met their end there. I mean, even just on the highways and byways here, it's dangerous. But spiritual journey is hazardous as well. It's incredibly hazardous. And it's tough. You know, people think that the moment I give my life to Christ, things are going to get easy. Suddenly it's going to be sunny, it'll stop raining, winters won't be so cold, and the birds will sing around. It's actually sometimes, quite often people will tell you, this is where it gets hard. This is where it really gets hard. This is where the devil doesn't want you to be, and he will do everything to pull you away from that. It's a hazardous journey, and we're often going into territories that are uncharted and we don't know about. And so here is this light to light our path. Here is this guide to help us through it. Much of the Bible is simply unintelligent without the assumption that reality of evil. You know, we have to understand that evil is there. The one thing, it's funny, I mean, I remember listening to an interview with Marilyn Manson, and he was talking about how, you know, there was this dark desire that, you know, he wanted to kind of please that dark side. The devil doesn't care if you please him or not. The one thing he doesn't want is for you to die following Jesus. He doesn't want you to follow Jesus. Once you say to him, you know what, I'm not gonna follow the Bible, I'm not gonna follow Jesus, I'm with you. He's like, great, don't care about you, you're finished, you're zero to me, because I'm on to the next one. You know, that's the dark side that, you know, we're sort of fighting against here. This is a spiritual battle we have. sad thing is that once you commit to Jesus, he's overjoyed and he's with you every step of the way. That once you commit to the devil, doesn't care about you, doesn't even know your name, doesn't need to, you are worthless because you're already out of that battle. So, you know, the Bible here is our companion and guide to keep us away from that, to show us the light of the path, to show us where we should be going. And you know what? It's going to be tough because those evil powers want you away from this. They want you not to read that book. They want you not to follow Jesus. And it's amazing how easy it is to be tempted away, to forget, to get caught up in the busyness of our lives, etc. The Bible exposes these schemes. It exposes all the exhortations that evil has for us. You know, we can see, the Bible makes it very clear how the devil wants to draw you away from this love and from this light and from this warmth. It's interesting that the devil went face to face with Jesus and tried to tempt him, and Jesus rebuffed him every time, straight away. Had just wanted nothing to do with it. Just rebuffed him every time. And Jesus used a very powerful tool when he rebuffed the devil. He quoted from the Bible. Quoted from the Bible. Why? Because this is the book of truth. The devil knows that. He knows that's true. So that's the greatest weapon. That's a great weapon to have. So the truth of God is our best protection from this evil. Now, owner's manuals, I mean, you get them with everything. The English writer Terry Pratchett warns us that you should never trust an object when the manual is bigger and heavier than the object itself, which I think is probably quite true. Everything you buy comes in an owner's manual. I built a bunk bed yesterday, which had probably the most uniquely bad owner's manual on how to build this thing. I think it was written by someone who actually was looking at it inside out half the time. But everything you get an owner's manual with it, and it's there, probably written by the person who made the object. And if it's software, that's bad news, because software technicians are terrible at writing. But it's to show you how to use it, to show you all the things it can do, how you should use it, and how it's going to make your life better. And as a guy, I have never read an owner's manual in my life, because I don't need to. I can figure it out, probably by breaking it first and then having to rebuy it again so that I know not to do what I did before. But, you know, owner's manuals come with everything. And sometimes we read them. I've started to read the one in my car because there's something that keeps asking me to do something and I have no idea of what driver weight something is. But there's a menu for it in the car and I'm trying to find out what the heck this thing is. So I actually start going through the owner's manual for my car to try and find out exactly what it is. The Bible's exactly the same. The Bible is your own owner's manual, but this is your owner's manual for life. This is your owner's manual for living. This is everything you need to do to live your life well is in your owner's manual there. And the reason it's so good is because it's written by the one who created you. It's written by God. Well, he created you. He's written you a guide. Can't get better than that, surely. It's got to be the best guide out there. And the great thing about this guide knows you and is helping you create the new you. Remember when Ryan mentioned the rebirth? You know, you're born physically into a family and then you're born spiritually into a faith with God. This manual knows you're born physically and is there to help you into that spiritual rebirth, into that relationship with God. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching. It's useful for reproof. It's useful for correction and for training. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient and equipped for every good work. Well, you know, he pretty much nailed what the Bible's about. That's what the Bible is for us.
Well, we have a question for you to discuss today, and as usual, we hope that you won't just think about it on your own, but that you'll share your thoughts with some friends, family, colleagues, fellow commuters, somebody else in your life who might benefit from taking this course to help them grow as a Christian. Here's your question for today. Which of these three images of the Bible do you need most in your life? Well, have a great discussion, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.